Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here is one that I received to my office recently. The first question is, I have a divorce decree from over 10 years ago. My ex-spouse just called me to tell me he needed me to sign over a deed to a property that we both owned at the time of our divorce in 2013. I'm not sure that I should do that now since so much time has passed. Should I demand more money from him? Can I demand payment from him for the deed, given that a decade has passed and he has failed to fulfill the court's requirements? Now, generally speaking, if there were conditions in the divorce decree that he did not meet before you gave him the deed, you would not be required to sign the property over to him. However, if he met all divorce decree requirements, you cannot withhold the deed. The divorce decree concerning real estate does not expire unless you modified the earlier terms of the divorce. If not, then you will need to comply. You also risk having to go back to court if he or his attorney files an action to compel compliance with the court order, and you could be sanctioned or ordered to pay his attorney fees. The next question is, I am selling my property to a very excited buyer. The problem is that an old land contract where I had sold the property years ago to a family who never paid me off shows up on the title. It's been over 5 years and I have never heard from them. They left on their own accord, leaving me with the keys to the home. The new buyer's bank says they cannot allow the file to close without the land contract being extinguished. I was told that the former buyers, husband and wife, are now divorced. The wife says she will sign a deed over to me, but we cannot find her former husband. I am not even sure where to begin. Where did I go wrong? How can I get this sale closed? Well, you definitely have a legal mess on your hands. For general information purposes, a recorded land contract will cloud and remain on property title unless three things happen. 1. The land contract is satisfied and a deed is issued and recorded in the purchaser's name. 2. You have a judgment for possession of the land contract after a forfeiture action. Or, number 3. You have obtained a quitclaim back from the land contract buyers along with a mutual release and agreement to cancel the underlying land contract. Absent any of these three items, the quickest way to get this resolved is to file an action for declaratory relief to quiet the title against the former land contract buyers. This means you will be asking a judge to remove the former buyers from the title so that you can move forward with your sale. Contact a real estate attorney immediately to get this process started. And the final question is, I purchased a home with my girlfriend almost 7 years ago. We are not married. We were just partners. Technically, I used my money to help with a significant down payment on the home we live in, over $75,000. I did not qualify for the mortgage because of a tax issue. We are now splitting up, but her name is the only name on the title to the house. We went to a divorce attorney, and that was a mistake because we are not married. We were told that divorce action is not the appropriate step. They referred me to your office. How do I get my money and equity out of this home if my name is not on the title? She has just listed the house, and I am afraid that I will lose all my investment. Well, it's true. A divorce court does not have jurisdiction over parties who are not married. We treat these matters more like a business partnership, and so we do have to go to court if the parties are not willing to negotiate the financial contributions made to secure the home purchase in the first place. It is best for you to assemble all receipts paid towards the purchase and maintenance of the home. Rest assured, a legal remedy exists, and a court will need to see evidence of your financial contributions. Additionally, you need to get to a real estate attorney soon in order to register your legal interest in the property. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.